Ayurveda, the science of life, which was originated thousands of years ago, had given special care to health and well-being of women. The body and mind of women is more prone to a lot of ups and downs due to various changes happening in her body, like menarche, which is the first menstruation. Then every month she'll be getting her cycles, then she'll get pregnant, then she'll be undergoing the labor, then comes breastfeeding, then it is finally menopause, etc. So Ayurveda says like a proper care should be given to her in each stages of her life cycle. This is important for her health as well as the health of her progeny. The health and lifestyle which is followed by a woman in her fertile period is going to have an impact on her child also. So like always, in different stages of women's life, she should be given proper care, like proper herbs should be taken, proper like treatments like Abhyanga etc. should be followed. Then conception, it is an act where both male and female, they have their own specific role to do. When both of them following a healthy dietary regimen and following other modes of life, when they come to perform sexual intercourse and then ejaculate good quality shukra, that is semen, which when passes through a healthy yoni, that is vagina, and when it reaches the healthy garbhashaya, that is a uterus, where it mixes with a good quality of egg or ovum, then conception is definite. So this one we can compare, like it is same as how a proper season, then a well plowed field, a good quality of water and a good quality of seed ensures a good yield or a good harvest. So this is what it is compared to a good conception, the factors which are needed for getting a good progeny. So always before planning for a conception, there are certain procedures both male and female have to undergo in order to improve their health condition, in order to improve their reproductive functions, improve their reproductive juices. Ayurveda has mentioned an appropriate age for conception, which is like 25 in males and 16 in females, because when they reach this age, their reproductive organs are well developed, they are mature, so they can go for planning a conception. And since both the partners are full of valor and vigor at this stage, the child which is conceived will also possess these qualities. So age is also a very important factor when we are planning for conception. Then during the menstrual cycle, when it is the fourth day after the menstruation, then the couple who had undergone purificatory measures, among them the man can use ghee and milk, which is medicated with anabolic or like nourishing herbs, which helps in building up of cells and tissues. And the women should consume oil and uruk dal, that is black gram. So the food items which are made up of oil and uruk dal can be used by the women, and milk and ghee by the man. So they have to follow this type of dietary regimen. After that, when the couple is having the feeling of a carnal relation, they have to go for coitus. So before coitus, they have to avoid overeating, but they should consume desirous food, sattvic type of food. Then after that, they have to go to a comfortable cot, which is spreaded with clean, soft mattresses and which is sprinkled with pleasant fragrances. The surrounding and like all the things around them should be pleasing. So when they are going to the cot, the man should go to the bed by keeping his right leg first and women the left one. Then after having the intercourse, they should irrigate or wash the genitals with cold water. So this is like a procedure. Then also care should be taken that coitus should be done in appropriate and auspicious period of night, wearing happy faces, then using polite words and like very gentle behavior. This is also important in coitus. Then also it should be kept in mind that the women should be wanting of happiness and pleasure psychologically also. So this is very important for females.